Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, wait a minute. Hold on. That's pure brilliance, Chris. That's what we need to call this. Because I don't know what to call it, this Epstein thing. Tell us again, what's the term? He's doing producer things in there.
Assisted suicide.
Here we go. Assisted suicide. That is the best term I have seen so far to describe the situation. Assisted suicide. I total curiosity. There's a lot of backtracking now. Marco Rubio's running around saying, if you don't believe he killed himself, you're a conspiracy theorist. All right, Marco, prove he didn't. Now do it. You do it. You go get the report. You tell us how. The cameras malfunctioned. Both the guards fell asleep. They took him right after they take him off suicide watch and put him in an isolation cell. And he dies in a way that is extremely unlikely for a hanging, but highly likely in a strangling. Marco. Senator, sir, you explain all that, and I'll listen. Let me tell you how this is going to go, folks. They never will. They can't, because they can't explain it, and they won't. There will be gaping holes. There will be New York Times bestsellers written about this, with holes you could drive a truck through. You know where I think we are, folks. Let me tell you where I think we. By the way, did you see the assisted suicide care whatever came. Right after the federal court filing. So first time we're getting names of Bill Richardson, Al Gore, others associated with Epstein. Do you remember Alexandria Pelosi? Do you know who she is? It's Alexandra Pelosi. She is the daughter of Nancy Pelosi. She put a tweet out like a month ago. She's a big Democrat like her mom. But prepare yourself for this Epstein thing because a lot of beloved Democrats are going down. They knew this. They knew this. Any device in a way that can't really be explained? I mean, the just inexplicable events around this. But here's what this is a kicker, and not much attention's been paid to this, right? Do you realize through all of this, the indictment of Epstein, all this stuff, the FBI never went out to the pedophile island? Yeah. That's like the time they raided. The homes of Michael Cohen, Roger Stone, all those people. Yeah, but they never went into Hillary's house. They never got the server. They never got the Blackberries. Never got the devices like that. Yeah, this like that. So so we've got a federal court filing here, right, in the Epstein case. We find all these famous people are involved. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Epstein's dead, and boom, the FBI is headed for the pedophile island. Never been there before. Can you imagine the evidence that's been destroyed? You're talking about obstruction of justice. They've never been to... Are you kidding me? But boy, they were Johnny on the spot after he killed himself, huh? I don't trust these people, do you? I don't trust them. You know what I think Epstein's assisted suicide is? I think it's going to be a psychological turning point for this country. Like in a mass psychological way. The way Watergate was, but in a much more... profound love. I'm gonna explain what I mean. Well, you know what? I'll tell you real quick. I'm gonna jump on this phone call after this. If you look at totalitarian regimes and how they got there are three distinct phases. There's three distinct phases. In the first phase, the party co-opts the intel apparatus. In other words, the intel apparatus, which formerly enforced the law and provided justice, becomes an organ of the party. And it helps. It helps in little ways with the party. In phase two, which is what I call the elevator shaft phase, the intel agencies begin taking active measures on the part of the party. People who are inconvenient disappear or get indicted. This is the show trial phase. You see the first show trials. The best example of this, I could think, was Argentina. When a prosecutor who didn't get the memo investigated, because he didn't know it was phase two, investigated the president of Argentina, he slipped, oops, and fell down an elevator shaft. So unfortunate. And no one went after her after that. That's the elevator shaft phase. It's two. In the third phase, the situation flips. The party doesn't co-opt the intel community anymore, the intel agencies. The intel agencies co-opt the party, and they run the country. Every single authoritarian regime goes through those three phases. And no, you can't. I can't send you a link on that. It's just me watching this for many, many years. Best I can tell, we're in phase two. We're in the elevator shaft phase. Yeah, well, so we already had the show trial, right? You got to have show trial first. That was the Trump coup. The elevator shaft, Sepstein. Am I saying that our intel agencies had him killed or killed him? I don't know who killed him. But I know who's going to cover it up. FBI never went to Pedophile Island. Are you kidding me? Not till they had to go right after the suicide. Okay, sure. Not till embarrassing information about the Democrats came out, they didn't go. Wow. By the way, you know he ordered a cement truck. Yeah, sent out to Pedophile Island. Seems like a big oversight to me. I mean, gosh, the guy is highly valuable. I mean, we know he told the New York Times columnist that he had files on over 200 Brits and over 300 famous Americans who were highly powerful, many politicians, tech titans, giants, and they didn't go to Pedophile Island till last week, huh? Wow. Huh. I guess they were too busy. Telling you folks, phase two, elevator shaft, Jeffrey Epstein. And once an elevator shaft thing happens, that's where the mass psychological effect is. We know it's a show trial. In these countries, Argentina, they know it's a show trial. The guy didn't do it. He's on the wrong side politically. They know the prosecutor didn't fall down the elevator shaft. He didn't trip. He was pushed. Epstein is the elevator shaft. And at a gut level, I think we all know it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.